that is so good. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 403. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Needles Pins. That song is called All the Same, and it's on the forthcoming album, Goodnight Tomorrow, which doesn't come out until June 30th. It'll be out on Mint Records or Dirt Cult Records, and I'm not sure if it's split or one's vinyl and one's CD or who knows, but that's something you can look forward to. I've had that one for a few weeks already, and it is just so good, and that's the kind of punk rock I like to hear there. Reminds me of Avail, just a lot of energy, a lot of guts. That's some good stuff there. Anyway, I've got a short podcast for you this week. Most of it's of the power pop variety, so you know you're going to enjoy that. We got a track here coming up from the Dirty Truckers. This one's called Stranger in Disguise.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. A trio of songs there, including a couple of singles, starting things off with the Dirty Truckers, the song Stranger in Disguise. That's on the six-song EP Tiger Stripes, which will come out July 4th on Rumbar Records. That band, I think based out of Boston, it is Tom Baker, who's in a number of other bands. That album there, just rock and roll. I'm not sure what genre you want to throw that in. You can make a case for any of them, but it's just darn good. After that, we heard from Duncan Reed and the Big Heads. That is Duncan Reed from The Boys, former frontman and bassist of that band. The song is called Come On Josephine, and that is the A-side of a new single that will be out June 30th on Damaged Goods Records. A very good two-song 7-inch, and I think you can order that one now. It is pre-sailing. And then we ended with another 7-inch by the band Pale Lips. The song I played is Don't Take Your Switchblade to New York, and that's 7-inch is called Should Have Known Better. Out again July 4th on Resurrection Records, that band from Montreal. And somehow I've got to see them. Maybe a road trip to Montreal just for that, because boy, what a band. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you. This is a band called Charm Pit. The song is called Vacation. enjoyed that set quite a bit. I hope you did as well. We heard from Jawbreaker Reunion there with the song Lakeland. That was on the band's album Ha Ha and Then What, which came out in February of 2016 on Miscreant Records, a band from New York, I think Annandale on Hudson, so up there a bit. I'm not sure what happened to that band. They released that and then they kind of vanished. And maybe the band being called Jawbreaker Reunion and then Jawbreaker Reuniting caused some sort of quantum leap situation and they vanished. I don't know. If anyone knows, drop me a note, let me know. Before that, we heard from Charm Pit from London. That song is called Vacation, and that's on the Snorkel EP release. They put that out themselves back in July of 2016. That band I heard on a compilation recently and really liked them, so I tracked down some of their older stuff and look forward to new things coming. They are still very active. I'm about out of music, so let's wrap things up here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 403. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I don't have a lot happening. The 9th, Elvis Costello at the Crossroads. Oops, I said the venue that should never be said. Chuck Prophet is playing at the Knuckleheads on the 9th as well. Chuck, of course, from Green on Red, and a fantastic solo album I played not long ago. On the 17th, Willie Nelson at the Starlight. Joe Jackson is at the Uptown on the 23rd. The Get Up Kids are playing a outside free concert on the 24th at the Granada. Looking in July, the 11th, Iron Maiden is at the Sprint Center. I'd like to see that show, and Ghost is opening, but I don't have an in yet. Maybe you can help me there. On the 15th, the Sluts are playing at the Riot Room, and I forget who they're playing with, but that's going to be a good show. On the 17th, Lucy Dacus is coming to the Record Bar, so not a whole lot on my calendar. I need to dig in a little bit more and see what's there, because surely there's good things happening, and I just don't know about them right now. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up since last week. We have the Shwervon and Cat Tat show from Records with Merit last week. Over the weekend, we had a Hudson Falcon, Sister Mary Rotten Crotch, Braggers, and Danny Trashville show, and there's photos and video of that. And then last night at Revolution Records, we had Warm Bodies, Rays, and Nightcrawlers, a new band, and there'll be photos and video of that one up shortly, if not right now. You know, depends on when you listen to this. Anyway, one track left for you to play here. This is The Magnetic Fields from that 50-song memoir that came out April of this year on None Such Records. 50 tracks, one track for each year of Stephen Merritt's life. And I'm going to go back to 1979 with a straight-up wonderful track called Rock and Roll Will Ruin Your Life. So let's end it here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Kid, mom said, I'm gonna make you scream. When I take you backstage behind that rock and roll dream, you think it's all money, controlled substances. Giant.